your home furnishing needs.
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Here we go. Bill Gates is proof of that, huh?
Yeehaw!
Never be too rich or too geeky.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like to be that combination? Rich and geeky. I'll take it. It's time for our web attack free download of the week. Every week we bring you a file, some piece of software that you may or may not have use for. We certainly don't recommend that you download every single thing that we talk about every single week.
Brought to you by the Hamster Dance song?
Yes. Actually, it's our buddy Marco over at webattack.com. He has one of the preeminent websites for free and low-cost, what they call shareware programs.
Someday we ought to meet him so we can actually call him our buddy.
He's like in Florida or something.
I know.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a good idea, so we should meet him.
We've had him on the show.
A show? We go to Florida, though?
Oh, I got you.
You got me.
So, and clearly, I think my daughter wants to make sure that everyone knows that she is not a geek, right? You don't want to take on that parameter, because
she is the farthest thing from geek there might be.
She's at the age where that ain't cool.
She's super hip.
So she's
super
going to
fly.
She's going to tell you all about this week's free download of the week.
Okay, today it's called the Panda Quick Remover, and this tool automatically repairs infections of popular worms or viruses and restores original
popular
systems.
Ones only.
I guess.
What about the nerdy ones? What about the loser ones?
The unpopular
they have to fix
ones?
Themselves.
What kind of click virus situation is this?
Yeah, but trench coat mafia virus.
Unpopular viruses need love too, you know.
Maybe. So
I'm
they
sorry.
Restore original system and registry configuration. Got it. Okay.
It can detect and remove many of the dangerous infections loose on the internet and protect your PC. So download it today.
Hey.
Hey.
Nicely done.
Yeah, but it says to download it and install it at your own risk. So.
Yes. Always. That's with every program on the planet, isn't there?
Yeah, these things that we that's a good point. These things that we recommend to you each week, keep in mind we're not recommending them to you. We're saying that, hey, here's a cool piece of software. If you have a need, here's a good piece of software to use. But if you don't have a need, if you already have good antivirus software, two is not better than one.
Well, and really, this is not an antivirus program that constantly monitors. Mm-mm. It's a tool that'll go, like, we've got several emails, people saying, I got infected with something, how do I get rid of it? Well, these are the kinds of tools that may help you. Not all viruses can be removed safely. Some of them, once they get in, it's too late. It's like cancer, and it's just, it's going to eat up your machine. And these removal programs, there's no quick fix for those really bad worms and viruses. So there's no guaranteed fix for any of that stuff. But if you're having a problem with a worm or a virus, can't get rid of it, you can give that free download a try.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Miss Sydney. Nicely done. You guys all ready to go to San Diego? Yeah, it's time to go surfing.
Yeah, yeah, rub it in.
Ha ha ha!
Rub it in. 150 degrees here, and
yes.
You're going to be... You know, they had a funny thing on the news. You always heard people cracking eggs out on the sidewalk and frying them.
Yeah.
They had somebody who put a cookie sheet with cookies on it, cookie dough,
uh-huh.
Stuck it in the dash and closed the car up for a couple hours. And
cookies!
They actually weren't all gooey and stuff. They were cooked.
Really?
I was surprised.
We'll have to try that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll make sure and call you from the beach next week.
Appreciate that.
Maybe that's the only way to keep my wife from burning cookies.
Yeah. All right, to the phones.
Speaking of calling from the beach.
Oh, wait, hey, guys.
What?
I just wanted to remind people who are downloading the virus, if you have Norton.
Downloading the virus.
The antivirus software.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't recommend you download viruses. Go ahead.
If you're installing that, make sure if you have any other antivirus software on there, you uninstall that first, because there will be lots of problems if you don't do that.
Read the notes, follow the directions before you install this stuff.
Yeah. Again, we don't recommend this to everyone. Read carefully.
Yes.
Read the freaking manuals, they say.
Yeah. And if you have any problems, just email Mike Hal.
Yeah, two is not gooder.
Okay, now let's go to the phones, because that is gooder.
Paula.
Hi there.
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Yeah, I was just reading your weekly email, and I thought, I'm going to call you guys.
Good.
I've evidently set something wrong or done something dumb, because when I open Internet Explorer for the last few weeks, I get it as a half screen, and then I have to maximize it every time. And the other option is going to view and F11, and I don't like that.
Well, you're talking about it doesn't fill the whole screen,
uh-huh.
Right?
But you can manually make it each time, so it's kind of like remembered half screen somehow?
Yeah.
So if you click on the, if you click on it, go full screen, and then close it, and then open it right back up right afterwards, does it go full screen or half screen? It goes back to half screen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's actually some settings.
And I'm trying to remember how to fix that.
I've gone to tools.
Which version of Windows?
I have ME, and I've got IE6.
Okay. Actually, there's a column I wrote about a year ago on how to enforce. You can actually have, there's like special code that you can put in to the browser.
To the shortcut.
Startup. Actually, it's not to the shortcut. You modify where it says, this is my home page, I want it to start here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can actually give it parameters for exactly how big you want that window to open.
It's not really a fix, it's more of a workaround, but it'll get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the it's on computerproblems.com if you look in my previous columns.
Search for
browser window.
Yeah, that'll probably get
browser
you.
Browser window.
Yeah, put that into the search condition, and then you'll see, and I have the exact code in there that you'd put into your...
You can, cut and paste.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like that.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah, and otherwise, you know what? Michael, she does a fabulous job with this follow-up newsletter for the show, and we'll have her see if we can find some resources for you that give you some different options.
Okay, and I'll watch that then.
Okay. All right.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Have
see
a good vacation.
Membership has its privileges.
It does. Okay.
Good
luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice cheesemo thing there.
What, yeah, you guys, we're doing a radio show here, so if you're going to talk on the mic.
Yeah.
So bring enough candy for the whole class.
Everyone else wants to hear what you're doing, too.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a break coming up, and I'm so torn. What do I do?
Joan. Joan had her question.
Oh, yeah. Do I stay, or should I stay, or should I go?
Joan wanted to know if, with Windows 98, is it better to shut off the machine at night or just log off? And so, because she says it seems to take so long to start up in the morning, and it's just easier. Her daughter says it's better for the monitor to shut down the system.
So wait a minute, here's the solution then. If it's better for the monitor to be shut off the monitor.
Right, and just leave the computer turned on and let it go to its screensaver, whatever, and physically power the monitor off.
Yeah.
That's what us geeks do.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
My home machine, my work machine, they stay on all the time. I just turn the monitor off.
Joan, the computer's hard drive is made to sit there spinning for between 12 and 30 years, so that's not a problem. The power supplies, all that moving stuff in there usually is... meant to run for very long periods of time, so that part of it's fine. Most companies leave computers on all the time, so it's not a problem. But if you want to save electricity, the monitor uses the most electricity, and just power that bad boy off.
Great stuff like that's what you get right here. It is the Computer Corner. 15 minutes, that means one segment of show left, so stick around, and we'll be right back after the award-winning news with the lovely and talented Miss Gail Bass.
Coverage you can count on. The Valley's most trusted news starts now on News Radio 620 KTAR.